This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at scifinoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, just go ahead and send it, even though I know you're not going to. I'm so confident that you will not send feedback, I'm not even going to give you the feedback information. So there you go. This episode, all right, well, I was going to do, how do I put this? I do another podcast called TV Noise, and I had talked about a show a few years ago called Outlaw, starring Jimmy Smits as a former Supreme Court justice who quits the bench to become a lawyer, just a regular lawyer. Now, that could be considered, you know, science fiction, because that's an alternate universe where Supreme Court justices don't just milk out their lifetime appointments, you know, where they actually want to do something. I don't like the whole concept of a lifetime appointment for the Supreme Court. I don't. I think that is a horrible idea. I just really do. Maybe a 10-year term limit would be in order, but that's not happening anytime soon. Anyway, so I talked about the show. And then like a couple days later, maybe even like a week and a half later, something like that, it was canceled. So I jokingly put out a breaking news TV Noise episode talking about how Outlaw got canceled. It was just a joke. It's like, yeah, this is a podcast. People aren't going to think this is breaking news years from now. But I decided to be jokey, call it breaking news, and nobody got the joke but me. You know, and I'm not Andy Kaufman. So it was kind of a joke that I was going to repeat, but I decided not to. Anyway, this episode is about some breaking news, although not for me. This is off of Hollywood Deadline? Deadline Hollywood. I was close. They're reporting that Doctor Who's Matt Smith is joining the new Terminator trilogy in a major role. They say that the Paramount Pictures and Skydance Productions are setting the final major piece of the final trilogy of Terminator films. Weird. That's weird, because it was the original trilogy, then there was Salvation. Now they're going to do three more movies and then call it quits. That doesn't seem very smart to me, but oh well. Who's this person? Mike Fleming Jr. He says, I'm told they're casting Matt Smith, who has played the Doctor in Doctor Who, in a major role that will grow in the second and third films. Smith will join Game of Thrones' is Emilia Clarke, who will be playing Sarah Connor. Zero Dark Thirty's Jason Clarke, who will be playing John Connor. Jai Courtney, who will be playing Kyle Reese. Dale Okunieyi, who plays Danny Dyson, son of the Brainiac cyborg developer played by Joe Morton in Terminator Judgment Day. and Arnold Schwarzenegger, who reprises his signature cyborg. The time travel saga, Terminator Genesis, is directed by Alan Taylor and has a July 1st, 2015 release date. That actually sounds pretty good. They do not say what the role will be. You know, so that all that says is Smith will play a new character with a strong connection to John Connor. So I wonder if he's going to be the John Connor of the future. You know. This just seems like it should just be just a straight up reboot. They shouldn't even refer to the old ones, but they are, because that's where they're bringing Deo Okinyi in. Weird. Well, personally, I'm looking forward to it. I always look forward to the Terminator movies. Oh, last time I talked about Terminator, I talked about how much I loved Terminator 1 and Terminator 2. How I had never watched Terminator 3, but I thought the Terminator Salvation was okay. I think that's what I said. But if I didn't back then, that's how I feel now. My feelings on movies and TV shows and comic books, they are an ever-changing thing. But I finally watched Terminator 3. And it was not as good as the first two. I personally would put it on par with the fourth movie. But that's not saying that it's a bad movie. You know, there are some people who told me that it was like the worst thing. It was an atrocity. They didn't say it was an atrocity, but they acted like it was an atrocity. It was an affront against all humanity. And it was just, it was okay. You know, it wasn't anything great, but it wasn't horrible. It was just okay. I'm not a huge fan of Nick Stahl, who's the, who played John Connor. Claire Danes. I liked Claire Danes in William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, and I liked her in Stardust. Beyond that, she's sort of hit and miss with me. I know a lot of people like My So-Called Life, but I never watched it. Don't know if I'll ever have a chance. I should try to make the chance, because I am not on my deathbed, so there's no reason for me to not at least try. But so far I haven't tried. But I didn't think that she was, like I said, I didn't think she was a detriment. I didn't think anything about the movie was bad. It didn't blow me away like those first two movies did. And maybe, well, the first movie, that came out in 1984. That was, I'm a junior in high school. So when you're a junior in high school, you sort of have a greater appreciation for certain movies. And that's what it could be. It could be because of the age I am, the age I was when I watched it, that I've always had a soft spot for that movie, you know, which is 30 years old this year. And at the time, Terminator 2 Judgment Day just blew me away with the special effects. It pretty much blew everybody away with special effects. But when you get around to the third one, the special effects aren't bad, but it's stuff that we've seen. There's nothing, because they blew everybody away with number two, number three was going to have to be really big, and they didn't deliver on that big, huge blow away moments. You know, there are no moments in Terminator 3 or in Terminator Salvation that compared to, you know, the I'll be back scene or the T-1000 walking through the bars, you know? I mean, just say walking through the bars and you know that it's not somebody going out to get drunk. Yeah, so I'm looking, I mean, first off, I loved the TV show. You know, I know a lot of people were kind of ticked off that it only got two seasons, but the way they ended it to me worked. It was circular. Not circular, and if you only watch a TV show, it wasn't circular that way, but it was all the way around. If you were there from the beginning, from, you know, now you know how John Connor got to where he was in his life, you know. I mean, it was a good ending to a great television show, if you ask me. But nobody asked me. So far for me, the Terminator franchise has been more hit than miss. And I don't play the video games. No, I shouldn't say that. Those are Terminator games, and I haven't played one, so I don't really know. But they just seem, just the story, it just seems like it's good for either the a side scroller like Contra, or a first person shooter. And I've played both of those, but I actually prefer role playing games. So that's why it's just like video games. I'm looking forward to this. Now that I know who the main cast is, I'm probably going to ignore most of the news that comes out of the Terminator reboot camp. You see, that's weird, because if it's a reboot, why are they saying it's the final trilogy? Because I'm looking at something else. I'm looking at Variety.com, and they're saying that it's a reboot. And my whole thing is this. If I'm going to reboot something, I'm going to want to keep it open-ended, all right? I think that I read somewhere that Amazing Spider-Man, after it got a reboot, was actually going to be like four movies long. No, that franchise. And to me, that makes perfect sense to me. But, you know, a lot of people go, we're going to go for the trilogy and then we're just going to stop. You know, because everybody thinks that any concept just sort of gets played out by the third movie. Not if you think it through. You know, not if you think it through. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, J.K. Simmons is also on it. Cool. I'm probably, like I said, going to ignore stuff simply because I want to go in fresh. You know, gone are the days when I was young where if there was a movie coming out, like the first Batman movie, where I wanted to see every single commercial that they had on it, every single behind the scenes thing, every half hour special. If like Entertainment Tonight was talking about Batman, I wanted to be there. And that was 1989 was a busy summer for me, because I did the same thing with Do the Right Thing. So between Batman and Do the Right Thing, I had seen a lot of I'd seen a lot of Batman before I even saw Batman, you know, the same thing with Do the Right Thing, although more with Batman than with Do the Right Thing, for obvious reasons. But lately, I've just been avoiding stuff. Like when Amazing Spider-Man came out, I knew very little about it. I knew that they were rebooting it, and I knew that Emma Stone was in it. And at the time that they announced it, I was not a big Emma Stone fan until I saw the movie Easy A, and I was like, this girl's got charisma. And then I saw Amazing Spider-Man, and I really enjoyed it. And tomorrow, hopefully, I'll be going to go see Amazing Spider-Man 2. But this is a talk about Terminator movies. So, like I said, I want to go in with about as much non-knowledge as I can. Oh, Avengers, that's another good one. Avengers, I even avoided the trailer. as much as I could until, you know, finally they started showing it on TV, and then you have to watch it unless you want to change the channel each and every time. But yeah, I'm going to go in hopefully not knowing anything. Captain America, the First Avenger, knew nothing about the movie except Captain America was in it. Thoroughly, completely enjoyed it. I think I may have known a little bit more about the second Cap movie, but that's just because I watch Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and, you know, they would show previews through it. In fact, the day before the episode before the Winter Soldier movie came out, they showed like a big scene in it, you know? So it's like, oh man, I thought it was just something that had to do with the television show, but it turned out to be like part of the movie. And I was like, yeah, I gotta go see that. So anyway, Matt Smith joining Terminator, that's a smart thing for him. He's playing it a lot different from Eccleston and Tennant. You know, when they left, Eccleston immediately went to another genre show. Okay, he immediately went to Heroes. I'm not going to say immediately, but immediately in, let's just say, the greater consciousness, right? The zeitgeist placed him there next. Tennant, he decided to go different. You know, his first big thing that I know about was not Whitechapel. Broadchurch, which was a murder mystery where he played somebody really subdued compared to the doctor, you know. So Matt Smith, he's going different. He's like, you know what? I'm not going TV. I'm going movies and I'm going big. You know, same thing with, Karen Gillan. She did that WWE movie. Was it Oculus? That was like the first big thing that I've seen her in since she left as Amy Pond. But she's going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy, which I'm looking forward to in a couple of weeks. Man, this is a good summer. This is a good summer. It started off strong with Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and now there's Amazing Spider-Man 2. I completely drew a blank. Godzilla's coming out, Guardians of the Galaxy's coming out, and those are just the ones that I'm looking forward to, because there's always other movies that I'm like, oh yeah, I should go see that, like the movie Divergence. I'm not going to talk about it because I still haven't read the book, but I enjoyed it. Go figure, you know. Anyway, now I've got to go, got to get ready for some stuff, but let me know. No. Don't let me know, because every time I say let me know, that is a request for feedback. And since people don't send feedback, I'll just stop there. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. How do I end this? Oh, yeah. I'll be back soon with another episode. Thanks.